DJ Gower.
Wait a minute!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.
U.S. President Donald Trump has kicked off Independence Day celebrations at an event in South Dakota. Fireworks lit up the sky over the Mount Rushmore monument, which in a controversial move, Trump chose as the venue for this year's festivities. In a divisive speech, he criticized recent protests against racial injustice as a merciless campaign to wipe out our history. Trump made little reference to the coronavirus pandemic, though his speech came on a day the US saw another record rise in cases with more than 57,000 new infections.
The US president promised a tremendous celebration to mark Independence Day. Positioned under the watchful gaze of some of the country's most influential leaders, Trump linked his presidency to defending their legacy.
I am here as your president to proclaim before the country and before the world, this monument will never be desecrated.
My youngest daughter is no longer here. That is that I would not be able to talk to her, hold her, tell her anything, her bedtime stories, anything. Y'all robbed me of that.
The father of 7-year-old Natalie Wallace was surrounded by family and neighbors in Austin on the sidewalk where his little girl was shot and killed last night. He had just dropped her off at her grandmother's house for a 4th of July party.
I left off the block maybe 10 minutes. They get a call that one of your babies shot.
I could do nothing. My baby was laying on that ground. It just take a minute, Jesus.
As adults were barbecuing and children playing outside, gunfire erupted around 7 o'clock in the 100 block of North Latrobe.
We got some good video. What we know is that three
males exited a white vehicle and fired in the direction of that family.
Natalie Wallace was shot in the forehead, rushed to Stroger, where she died.
She smiles, she always tells me, I love you. About anything she asks me about, I love that little girl, okay? I'll never be the same again.
Money, being religion, face of the red, white, blue, and green. Who cared to inflate my life differently? So that rich belly first is a theme. Our lives are nothing more than a snap financial decision. Blinded by a TV screen. Our alien Americans lie.
Today, the expenditure of billions of dollars every year on weapons acquired for the purpose of making sure we never need them is essential to the keeping of peace. But surely the acquisition of such idle stockpiles, which can only destroy and never create, is not the only, much less the most efficient, means of assuring peace. I speak of peace, therefore, as the necessary rational end of rational men. I realize the pursuit of peace is not as dramatic as the pursuit of war, and frequently the words of the pursuers
Episode 218, Red, White, and Bruised.
That's right, America. You're getting knocked down, but we get up again. Because you're never going to let me down. Oh, wait, that's a Chumbawamba. That's a fucking English band. I can't quote them.
No.
Shit, this is Fourth of July, man.
Yeah, it's Happy Fourth, people. And will there be fireworks or mass gatherings? I doubt it. Because
probably just a bunch of tub thumping.
Yeah.
Oh,
damn. Chumbawamba, can't deny that. Now I'm going to have to play it, damn it.
That's great. So while we are celebrating America's birthday, we wouldn't be able to celebrate America if it wasn't for the great nation of France. And I'm going to give a special shout out to France. They're currently our number two listener base.
We only
almost 10% of all Rhyme and Treason listens. The nation of France loves us, and we love you.
Yeah, France is the shit. I wish I could have went. Fucking A, man.
You know, it's great. Hey, I'll tell you what, right? I went to France, and here's the deal, bud. Is that in France, right? They treat Americans like Americans treat everybody else, and Americans don't fucking like it. And they don't realize that it's happening because they're too fucking naive to see it. But basically, when you go to France, they're like, you're in France, fucker, speak French. Don't fucking come at me with your parlez-vous anglais. Fuck you, learn French. Sound familiar? Ever heard that here in the States? Ever heard somebody, you might speak English, this America. Okay, great. Well, when you go to fucking France, speak fucking French then, asshole.
I'd like to give a shout out to Freedom Fries.
Hey, exactly.
They should change the name based on that statement Gower just made.
No, it's actually the style of frying. As a matter of fact.
I thought French fries were not from France. Are they?
The pommes frites.
Right? Oh, yeah, okay. Good French knowledge, and yeah, shout out to France, and yeah, man, 4th of July, I'll be at work. I'm going to put this out anyway. So on my drive there, I can listen to it.
Ironically, the statistics seem to prove that the French overall truly love us, right? And here's why I say that, is because if France takes up 10%, right, the United Kingdom only takes up a mere 1.5%, right? And following them closely behind is Canada at 1.4%, right? So if Canada...
how do you
I mean, Canada
is
like half France anyway, right? So, like, I mean, we basically, like, we own France in the podcasting underground.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever been to Sonoma or Napa, but it's the same longitude as Paris.
So,
same climate, the wine thing, you know? Pretty cool.
I'm gonna give a couple of shouts out to our lesser known fan bases. Apparently, listeners out there in South Africa, Austria, India, Iran, Italy, South Korea.
Is this in like the history of the podcast, or in like a recent time?
Just in the last 2 years, Pakistan, Sri Lanka,
what the fuck?
Poland, Romania, Saudi Arabia, Sweden, Slovenia, Nicaragua, Singapore, the Ukraine, the Philippines, Colombia, Belgium, Turkey, Brazil, Ireland, Japan, Russia, Germany, Spain, the Netherlands, Mexico, Australia, and those others previously mentioned. Thank you for listening to our shitty ass podcast.
I'd like to give another shout out. Revision, Disco Ninja, just cracked one. Fucking delicious, yo.
Yeah, that's right. You know, one way we Americans ward off those little bumps and bruises that ail us is through a fine, crispy ale. Okay? So we here at Rhyme and Treason condone the use of alcohol to drown your sorrows, pains, and other ailments.
Absolutely. And my buddy gave me some bottle rockets. I want to shoot them off all bad, but it's like, I never will. You know what I mean? There's like no right. opportunity to.
Well, like, not only is it illegal, but it's also like 110 of
them. No, I know. Well, yeah, burn down the entire city. Like, fuck, yeah. Man.
Oh, man.
All right.
Wait, and that's like a little too soon, right? I mean, that just happened.
All right, here we go. More music. Red, White, and Bruised.
Happy birthday, America.
All right, you're getting beat up.
And, like, remember when you, like, when it was your birthday and your friends would punch you in the shoulder? That's kind of like, I think, what's happening to America this year for his birthday. So.
Yeah,
way to go, Lady Liberty.
Charlie horse. All right.
Way to go, Lady Liberty. Keep your knee on the neck of oppression.
Rhyme.
And the stranglehold of treason.
Not China, not Canada,
America,
not Cuba, not Japan. You know, sometimes I sit at home, you know, and I watch TV. And I wonder what it would be like to live someplace like, you know, The Cosby Show, Ozzie and Harriet. You know where cops come and got your cat out of the tree? All your friends died of old age. But you see, I live in South Central Los Angeles. And unfortunately, shit ain't like that! It's real fucked up! Goddamn, what a brother gotta do to get a message through to the red, white, and blue. What I gotta die before you realize I was a brother with open eyes. The world's insane while you drink champagne and I'm living in black rain. Try to ban the AK, I got 10 of them stashed with a case of hand grenades.
Tell us what to do.
Fuck you.
Tell us what to do.
Fuck you.
Tell us what to do.
Fuck you.
Tell us what to do.
Fuck you. You know what to do if a kid got killed on the way to school or a cop shot your kid in the backyard. We'll be right back.
best soldier in the U.S. of A.
Because we do more before 7 a.m. than most niggers do in their whole lifetime.
I'm coming. I want to kill it. But you try to play me like a trick. But you see, I'm the wrong nigga to fuck with. I got the A to the motherfucking K and it's ready to rip. Slapped in my banana clip and I'm looking. Look, Izzy and Watts, Oakland, Philly, or Brooklyn. It seems like he got the whole country behind him. So it's sort of hard to find him. But when I do, gotta put my cat in his mouth. Pump 17 rounds, make his brains hang out. Cause the shit he did was uncalled for. Tried to fuck a brother up the ass like a small whore. And that shit ain't fly. So now I'm setting up the ultimate drive-by. And when you hear this shit, it make the world say, damn, I wanna kill Slam.
I have reason to believe that someone in this household just turned 18. Am I correct?
Here's why I wanna kill the punk. Cause he tried to take a motherfucking chunk of the funk. He came to my house, I let him bail in. Cause he said he was down with the LN. He gave up a little debt, then turned around and pulled out a gat. I knew it was a caper. I said, please don't kill my mother. So he raped her, tied me up, took me outside. And I was thrown in a big truck. And it was packed like sardines, full of niggas who fell for the same scheme. Took us to a place that made us work all day, and we couldn't have shit to say. Broke up the families forever, and to this day, black folks can't stick together. And it's odd, broke us down, made us pray to his God. And when I think about it, it made me say, damn, I wanna kill Sam. Attacks me. I remember the son of a bitch used to ax me and hang me by a rope to my neck snap. Not a sneaky motherfucker wanna band rap and put me under dirt or concrete. But God can see through a white sheet, cause you the devil in drag. You can burn your cross while I burn your flag. Try to give me the HIV so I can stop making babies like me. And you're giving dope to my people, chump. Just wait till we get over that, huh? Cause your ass is grass, cause I'm a blast. Can't bury rap like you bury jazz. Cause we stop being whores, stop doing floors. So bitch, you can fight your own wars. So if you see a man in red, white, and blue getting chased by the lynch mob crew, it's a man who deserves the buckle. I wanna kill Sam cause he ain't my motherfucking uncle.
Turn them to. You think that After a tumultuous period of protest and pandemic, some are saying that the 4th of July has a different meaning in 2020. KPI X5's Kenny Choi joins us live with what protesters are saying about it. Kenny?
Alan, the meaning of this American holiday is being questioned by many this year by demonstrators who showed up for this caravan protesting racial injustice. Many of them are calling Independence Day this year the 4th of lies.
They came with their fists raised.
To me, I believe that we're not really free. We've never really been free.
But we think about Frederick Douglass and what he said over 100 years ago about what to the American slave is the 4th of July.
I'm red, white, and blue. Ooh, 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 ooh.
lyrics of city, a new beginning. Hell and glory in the name of the enemy. They rip the casualty for power.
Episode 218, Red, White, and Bruised.
Oy vey. Oh, wait. I don't know if I should be, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with America here. I mean, you would think that spirit of America that we saw, say, like, after 9/11, right? Where everyone's flying flags and, you know, never forget. And, you know, there's all this kind of uniform solidarity, everyone's coming together like we had never seen before, right? And when we have something that affects every human in the planet, all we can do is create more divisiveness out of it.
Yeah, man. I mean,
that's fucking sad, people. That's really fucking sad.
It is sad. One thing I will say,
I actually thought a lot of you guys were better than that. I'll admit it.
Every time I go shopping now, I always have the old ladies talking to me, and they're all, you know, just trying to be nice and make small talk because it's so awkward and horrible. Like, oh, the fucking mask on. They've got the mask on.
And they actually get to, like, interact with somebody.
Yeah, they actually get to interact with. Yeah, it's just funny.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's, like, so starved for just, like, a conversation or, like, hanging out with another human. Fucking sucks, well, dude.
Yeah, man. But, like, you know, what's funny is that, I don't know, probably about 2 years ago in the podcast, we had ranted a bit about South Korea. And in South Korea, there was a big trend of people going live streaming.
Oh, yeah, muktai or whatever. Yeah. Is that what it's called, muktai?
Yeah. I believe so, yeah, where people were eating alone in their apartments but live streaming, and then other people would join in, and then it was like they were all eating together.
And now that's us.
Like, we were relentlessly hounded how ridiculous they sounded, right? But hey, guess what? That's part of the reason why they're ahead of the curve.
Good call. Like,
socially kind of accommodating to those things and accepting of those things, right? When you look at, like, the, you know, many were already wearing masks when they were out in public anyway for fear of air pollutants and other things like that, right? So I think that a lot of those factors don't really get recognized, but I think that that has a lot to do with it.
Pretty good point there, man. Very, yeah, dude. We're always ahead of the curve. I'm sure we're going to bring up some shit like the robot police force like this year. And then, like, 2 years later, it's just robots.
Yeah.
Fucking sweet. Do not choke. Do not choke.
We've all seen RoboCop. We know how this ends.
Oh, yeah. He'll be shooting people in the dick.
Do not resist.
That's right. 40% oxygen level from choking. Stop choking. Stop choking. He will die if you continue. Anyway, fucking America.
Victim cannot breathe. Victim cannot breathe.
Yep, we're just a couple of California bitches just talking shit on this podcast all the time. Yeah, man. It is what it is.
You know, I mean, we exist in the podcasting world for everyone else to go, oh, okay, so that's how you don't do it.
Closing out the show. I don't know. I've been listening to it, like, a lot of weird random ones. Some of them are pretty fucking horrible, dude. It's ours is at least, like, got music and stuff, you know?
Yeah, and it's not just our stupid asses.
It's not people, just some guy you don't care about talking for 3 hours, you know?
Right.
But yeah, it's fun to make. Wish we were hanging out.
Yeah, really.
Now we're all being all concerned about the COVID as it spikes up again. Like, dude, we're not going to hang out with anyone, you know?
Yeah,
fucking sucks, dude.
It was one of those things, like, you know, we should have never taken our foot off the pedal of caution, right? If we would have just maintained.
Well, then it became about the stupid, it's a political conspiracy against the Republicans, and I don't wear the mask because they're trying to take down Trump in the election year. Scuba dude.
Yeah, and no mail-in voting because you have to go stand in line to get COVID.
And like in the South, they're just shutting all these voting things down, like to try to not get them.
Yeah,
no, man.
Wait, no mail-in voting or walk-up voting.
Yep. Yeah, they're more concerned with that about the stupid votes and the goddamn who gets elected. Than your health or your well-being, so...
Plenty of places to vote in those upper-middle-class white neighborhoods, though, isn't there?
Yep, and, you know, we're red, white, and bruised, bro. America's seen better days. Happy 4th. I guess I'm going to barbecue at work or something. Just the most... No one's going to, like, go out and do anything. Like, think about the fireworks shows and the... It's all over, man.
Bro, I'm going to watch the fireworks on YouTube like everybody else.
Oh, God. Fucking awful, dude. Going to start playing the VR today. Got brand new HDMI cables that are, like, super extended.
Nice.
I could be across my entire house and have it on. You know what I mean?
I'm for sure going to hurt myself now.
Yeah. The Beat Saber will hurt you. Believe me, you have to, like, dodge these things and, like, duck and...
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Fucking America. Here it comes. Yeah. Closing out the show. Thanks for listening. Red, white, and bruised. Rhyme.
And black eyes of treason.
You swap, you swear, now I never get the next line. And I'm still fucking waiting. watch you fall.
Comfort, I need some aid. The game.
birthplace of America, nigga. Land of the free. Nigga, what you do for your country? You know what I do for mine.
That's not what America will do for you.
Everything but go to war, nigga. Yeah. Cause I'm in tour with niggas right around the corner from me. I ain't gotta go out the motherfucking country, shoot them chopper, nigga.
Till we rock them up, ha, land of the free, but they trying to lock me up, ha, I'm in the trap till the sky change, drug dealer nightmares, millionaire migraines,
work, what? Colombian, Colombian, Mexican, Mexican, even got some work from the Dominican, hey, American, land of the free, nationality shit, my country tells us deep, red, white, and blue, hey, red, white, and blue, hey, salute, red, white, and blue, hey, red, white, and blue, hey, cocaine shit, nigga, I salute.
Paper route business. Yeah. It's dope.
J-Tone. Red, white, and motherfucking blue.
Yeah. Some of my partners claim red, some blue.
Red, white, and motherfucking blue.
Hey, hey. Just drunk a pint of red in my Chevelle blue.
Red, white, and motherfucking blue.
Yeah. Got red, bitches, white.
about you?
What about you?
And them bitches do whatever I tell them to. In my trap, I'll do whatever I make it do.
Yeah, I'm out his paper. Hey. Hit the trap with the flavors. Them old folks be looking hard. You gotta watch for the neighbors.
Watch out.
Got a smoker across the street. He stealing lights and cable.
For real.
But I never judge him though, cause everybody not able. Drop a four in the Faygo. Remember all those days we had to eat hot dogs and potatoes. Ain't no love in these streets, man.
Nah.
Gonna take a walk and eat your vultures on my feet, man.
Yeah.
You ever been so hungry you couldn't go to sleep, man?
Yeah.
Red, white, and motherfucking blue.
Yeah. Some of my partners claim red, some blue.
Red, red, white, and motherfucking blue.
Hey, hey. Just drunk a pint of red in my Chevelle blue.
Woo. Red, white, and motherfucking blue.
Yeah. Got red bitches, white bitches. What about you?
What about you?
And them bitches do whatever I tell them to. In my trap, I'll do whatever I make it do.
Yeah. Got red bitches, hey. White bitches,
yeah.
All type of bitches.
Nothing.
When they at work, I send that bum to their crib.
Woo.
I don't even wanna fuck, I just keep it cool.
Yeah.
I just might pay her rent and buy that bitch a car too.
Yeah.
She'll never know the reason why she got all that out the blue.
Yeah.
She say you know a nigga flyer than me, I'm like who?
Where
he at? That nigga better fall out the sky in a parachute.
Ha.
They tryna take Bill Cosby down, what the world coming to?
Fucked up, man. Red, white, and motherfucking blue.
Some of my partners claim red, some blue.
Red, red, white, and motherfucking blue.
Hey, hey. Just drunk a pint of red in my Chevelle blue.
Woo. Red, white, and motherfucking blue.
Yeah. Got red bitches, white bitches. What about you?
What about you?
And them bitches do whatever I tell them to. In my trap, I'll do whatever I make it do.
Yeah.
Take care of one another.
How can I turn away? Brother, sister, go dancing through my head. Human as to human, the future is no place to place our better days. Cry, freedom, cry. This endless crowd, so deep and wide, hope laid upon hope that this crowd will not subside. Let this flag burn to dust and a new, a fair design be raised. While we wave head in hands, hands in prayer, fall into a dreamless sleep again. How we'll wave our hands, hands and feet are all alike, but fear between dividers. Hands and feet are all alike, but gold between riders all slip away. There was a window, and by it stood a mirror in which he could see himself. He thought of something he had never had but hoped would come along. Cry, freedom, cry from deep inside, where we are all confined. While we wave hands in fire, wave our hands, hands and feet are all alike, but fear riders, hands and feet are all alike, but gold between dividers all slip away. In this room,
stood a little child, and in this womb, this little child, she would remain. Unless someone should decide to dance this little child across this hall, she's in a cold, dark space, and she might never trace her way across this crooked mile, across this crooked page. Cry, freedom, cry from deep inside, where we are all confined. Oh, wave our hands, hands and feet are all alike, but gold between divide us. Hands and feet are all alike, but fear between divide us. Hands and feet are all alike. Hear what I say, hear what I say, oh, so be it, and we dance away. How can I turn away? Brother, sister, go dancing through my head, humanize. To human, the future is no place to place our better day.
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute.
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball.
Rhyme.
And treason.